the city council sent a letter to what would amount to be the affected employees for this, and I believe it was workers in the fire department and police department?
The city manager sent out a letter to the affected employees, and in addition to firemen and police officers, there are some employees throughout City Hall that are affected, some of whom are Ask Me members and some who are not.
Do you know what the total amount of staff reductions would be?
I believe it's approximately 11 personnel, and there will be a budget reduction as a result of about $1 million.
Now, I know from the sort of coverage that I looked at, some of the Ask Me representatives had said that fees and, you know, increased fees and revenues could be used to pay for the employees. I'm guessing, you know, a lot of different options are on the table. Would there be any sort of fee structure that could make up, you know, the entirety of those 11 positions?
Well, as a city council, over the last couple of years, we've discussed the possibility of raising taxes, increasing fees. The majority of city council has been reluctant to do that. And as a result, over the last couple of years, in dealing with the structural deficit that our community has, with reducing revenues and increasing costs, what we've been doing is we've been cutting programs and cutting down work, such that at this point, though we do not have a single capital project being funded out of our general fund, we've come to the point now that we can't cut any more programmatic matters out of our budget, and we're left with reducing staff. Hopefully, City Council will consider a mixture of these things, a mixture of cutting programs, some staff reductions, and revenue increases so that we don't have to lay off 11 or fire 11 people, that perhaps we can make that reduced. We have a work session on Friday so that City Council can speak openly and freely about these ideas.
Now, you know, as someone, I've just sort of, I'm just coming now to the Galesburg beat here, and I'm getting familiar with some of these issues. I talked about the gas tax with Alderman Schwartzman, and I've, you know, been familiarizing myself with some more of these issues. Now, you were talking about some of the structural things that have led to falling revenues and increased costs. What are some of the, you know, and obviously I'll do my own research, but what are some of the major issues driving that that sort of budget tension?
The major issue that's driving that budget tension is increased pension payment and responsibilities. Our pension obligations continue to increase exponentially under agreements that are matters that we don't even control, but they are controlled in Springfield. We just simply have to pay the bill. And the failure of the Illinois legislature to grapple with this problem in a manner that addresses both security for the workers as well as the financial security for municipalities has really impacted us as well as every other municipality and governmental entity in the state of Illinois. That has been the big problem in dealing with our own budget. Second problem that we're dealing with is increased health care costs, and hopefully with the Affordable Care Act and its full implementation, we'll start seeing a reduction in our health care costs. So the last problem is on the revenue side, in which we've there's been a leveling off, or some would say even a stagnation of property values and in town, such that our property tax levy has remained relatively stable or level over the last couple of years. In fact, property values perhaps have even declined, is resulting in a reduction in our property tax levy. Should we keep the same rate? And the failure of our revenues to keep up with our expenditures has caused the problem. Additionally, this costs more to govern, even beyond that of personnel. I mean, it costs more to put in a road than it did 25 years ago. And with that, our revenues have not kept up even in inflationarily with those costs.
Sorry, I was going to say, and it kind of reminded me talking about the gas tax, possible gas tax increase. You were saying that you don't really have any capital expenditures coming out of the general fund anymore. Is that, you know, sort of behind the thinking of that gas tax increase, is that you're finding the funding for those capital expenditures in other ways than your general fund?
Well, you're going to find that this is as clear as mud, expenditures that come out of the fund for the gas tax are different than expenditures that come out of our general fund.
Yeah.
And so even though we don't have any capital expenditures out of our capital projects out of our general fund, there still is a program to resurface some roads and redo some streets that are paid out of the gas tax fund.
Mm-hmm.
By increasing the gas tax, the nominal amount which is being suggested by the administration, we can fund a $10 million bond that kind of gives us a jump start on catching up on the backlog of deferred maintenance for our streets and roads, as well as include one or two what I would call wow projects that in genuinely increase the attractiveness of our community to the individuals that we're trying to attract here.
And that sort of speaks to the property tax issue that you were speaking to before, sort of upping property values, attracting people to sort of broaden that base?
Well, that's true. I mean, our city has stated it set a goal for itself to increase the population to 40,000 people within the next two decades. In order to do that, we're going to have to make Galesburg an attractive community for young families, professionals, educated individuals, and others for them to move here. We want to make sure that Galesburg's a tolerant community. We want to make sure that Galesburg's an attractive and fun community, a place that is safe for families and children. And that's going to take an all-hands-on-board approach, or all-hands-on-deck approach. The school district is doing their part by funding $110 million of improvements to their buildings and facilities. We need to do the same.